Let me just start this little piece of the thing by trying to characterize the mentalities that I'm thinking of and the general power bases when I offer these terms Yankee and cowboy as rubrics for discussion of what's happening to us. By Yankee, I'm trying to indicate, as would, I guess, be obvious enough from the word itself, the Eastern establishment multinational monopoly capitalist formations that are personified in the person or the empire of the Rockefellers. David Rockefeller is, from this standpoint, the archetypal Yankee. The perspective of the Yankee is complex and tortured and constantly in process of reformation, and I don't like having to do so much damage to its actual complexity, but I think it may be possible and fair, maybe fair, to produce the following kind of generalization. The Yankee stands on the East Coast and relates to Europe as to the opposite side of a lake which exists as a medium for communication and transportation. The Yankee worldview, Anglophilic, and rooted in the belief that there is a special relationship between the United States and Britain, imagines that the center of the world is the North Atlantic industrial community that came into being roughly in this century and that has been traumatized and molded in several world wars. That world center, at least from the standpoint of itself, is historically, traditionally, currently, the domain of interest of the Yankee sensibility. And the multinational corporation, which moves throughout this as through its capital sphere, is the primary mode of economic organization of this class. The monopoly capitalist class has several characteristics which differentiate it from another class, the class of modern cowboy entrepreneurs.